Hey, little girl.
Not happening, is all I say, keeping my eyes forward, twirling the little straw in my drink, ignoring the guy at my side.
But baby,
he slides onto the stool to my right. I take a deep breath, reminding myself this isn't a college bar. I'm at the disciples' compound surrounded by bikers, and an unwelcome guest at that. While I appreciate the offer, it's a hard no.
But you haven't even looked at me, baby. You might like what you see.
Every muscle in my body tenses at the way his voice sounds when he calls me baby. I turn my head to the side, taking in the creep. The bottom of his beard touches his old Guns N' Roses t-shirt, and his smile is missing a few teeth. In his younger days, he probably wasn't half bad, but now, sitting next to me, he's not even close to fuckable. I smile, hoping to make my delivery a little more palatable for the guy because I've never been one to beat around the bush. I saw, I looked, and it's still a no, man. His piano-keyed smile falls as he strokes his beard, throwing daggers at me with his eyes.
Nothing but a stupid bitch anyway, he bristles,
scooting off the stool as quickly as he sat. I shrug, not giving two shits if he thinks I'm a bitch or if I hurt the douchebag's feelings. I'm sure I'm the only girl he hit on tonight, and I won't be the last one ever to tell him to fuck off either.
Ballsy,
a hot guy mutters as he reaches for something under the bar. I lift my drink, holding the flimsy straw between my fingers, gawking at the sexalicious dick stick in front of me. Truth is sometimes the best policy. He leans forward, resting his elbow on the bar, holding a beer, and smirks.
And when isn't truth the best policy?
The dingy, low-hanging overhead lights let me get my first real look at the hottie. Holy mother of God. Hottie isn't even the right word for his level of sexy. The light gray eyes, the color of the sky just after a storm, study me. I do my best to pretend he's just like the guy who slunk off the stool and that his level of hotness has no effect on me. When you're protecting yourself or someone else, I reply, somehow keeping the lust out of my voice.
What's your name, princess?
His smirk grows, exposing a dimple. Yep, a freaking dimple. God, I know we've had a shit relationship at times, but give a girl a break. Tamara, I breathe and instantly wrinkle my nose. Shit, I sounded like a whore moaning my own name. Why in the world does this guy get to be so hot? He makes Crow look average, and by no means would any woman turn him away.
Tamara,
he repeats in a deep, silky tone. I blink, feeling my cunt twitch. Behave. Jesus, it's been so long since I've been touched by anyone. A single word sets my body on fire. I'm the lamest of the lame at this point.
I'm Mammoth.
I am sure you are, I think to myself. Or at least, I think I do until he leans closer, bringing those stormy eyes level with mine.
You're cute.
Way to go, me. I've never had a filter, and the small one I do have seems to be failing me a lot lately. My head and mouth are going to have a talk soon, and it's not going to be pretty. I don't lean back to avoid his penetrating gaze. Show no fear, or, in my case, horniness. I can do this. I don't have to throw myself across the bar and suck his face. I can hold a normal conversation with a hot guy without screwing his brains out, right? You're all right, I mumble, and don't so much as blink through the lie. And by all right, of course, I mean off the charts hot. He's the type of guy who would make you do a double take or a long, slow blink, thinking your brain's playing tricks on you because there shouldn't be a man this hot in the world. He's tatted everywhere. Well, at least everywhere I can see that isn't covered by the black t-shirt he's wearing. His hair is pulled back with just a few strands falling at the sides, begging for me to fix them, but I don't.